And this song, I think, really says to us what it means when we say we have a vision. Because some people go, why do you need a vision? We all know that we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and love our neighbour as ourselves. Yeah? To connect our community with the love of Jesus is a great vision. But it's easy to say and harder to do. Yeah? Easy to say and harder to do. It is much easier to say, I will love the Lord with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love my neighbour as myself, until we meet our neighbour and go, but does that mean that person? Until we think, it's just too hard to use my whole self to serve God. Can I just use this part, and the other part I can use to make sure I have enough money, or make sure my family is safe, or make sure, yeah? It's easy. In the passage in Acts, Peter quotes something. He says, I've got to go back to it there. When the last day comes, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. And in those days, I will give my spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. And that's from Joel. Yeah. And usually when we tell this story of the day of Pentecost, because this is when Peter's talking, we talk about the Lord's followers were together in one place. And there was a noise from heaven like what? Who can remember that one? Like a mighty wind, which is always very welcome at this time of year, just to have a little bit of a breeze. You know, they had a mighty wind, okay? And it filled the house where they were meeting. Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person, and the Holy Spirit took control of them, and they began speaking whatever the languages the Spirit let them speak. Okay, so they're all there. There's a very big noise. It's like if everyone here was speaking in their own language rather than only in English, so if it's Bislami, yes, or in Gunwinku or Maung or in Jumparaponyu or in Dutch, yeah, or in Tagalog or in any of those languages, right, all at once, and everyone else can hear them. They're outside listening. There were many religious Jews there listening, and they heard this noise, and they were excited and amazed because they could hear their own languages being spoken. Okay? Everyone is excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking, what does all this mean? Well, there's others made fun and said they were drunk. Hey. Okay. And what did Peter do? He spoke to the crowd. He said, we are not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. We're not drunk. But this is like the prophet Joel said, on the last days my spirit will be poured on to everyone. And everyone, men and women, old and young, will see the vision of God. And then he tells them about Jesus. He tells them about Jesus and how Jesus died, but that was not the end. Jesus rose again. And so therefore, we have a part to play in the kingdom that God wants to bring on earth. And they said, friends, what should we do? And Peter said, turn to God and be baptized. And usually we stop there, right? Turn to God and be baptized, and 3,000 were added to their number that day, and we stop. We stop the reading. But if the reading stopped there, if the story stopped there, we would not be here. Because the vision that they got from that story was acted upon. Okay? Because they spent their time learning from the apostles, and they were like family to each other. They broke bread and prayed together. There were many miracles and wonders, and all the Lord's followers often met together, and they shared everything they had. They would sell their property and possessions and give the money to whoever was in need. Day after day, they met together in the temple. They broke bread together in different homes and shared their food happily and freely while praising God. Everyone liked them, and each day the Lord added to their group others who were being saved. They didn't stop with the vision. Hey, they didn't stop at the vision, because the vision took hold of their lives The vision took hold of their lives and made them act in a different way, made them act differently. They acted on it. So when we, can we put up the vision, mission, the mission statement, please? Mission and visions are about verbs. They're about doing words, action words, yeah? So we're just going to look at this one. There are verbs in here, okay? We are to welcome everyone. Welcome. To love and encourage each other. Welcome, love, encourage. We're going to preach, teach, serve, and share together. And we're going to grow in faith. And we're going to witness. Right? Action words. And when you heard all those stories, you heard that that's what's happening, hey? The leaders of those groups that do different things were saying, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we're trying to do. It's like taking that story from Acts and making it real here. What does that mean here for us now? So I want you to yell out to me, what's a Bible story that comes to mind when you hear that word welcome or welcoming people or being hospitable? What's a story that you might think of? Let the little children come to me. Right. Well, I need... Girls, can you get me a pen? Just a big pen. Let the little children come to me. What's another one? I just want a pen, just me. Yeah. Thanks, girls. So what's another one that's about welcoming? The woman caught in adultery. The woman caught in adultery, yep. Let the little children... The woman caught in adultery is John 8, and that's just easier for me to write. John 8. The road to Emmaus, where he broke bread with them. Yep. Quick. He broke bread with them and opened the scriptures to them, and their hearts were warmed. Yeah? Road to Emmaus. Sorry?
10 lepers.
The 10 lepers. And only one came back and said thank you, but Jesus healed them anyway. Yeah. I always think of the parable of the wedding banquet. I got me a cow and bought me a wife. It's the other way around, but I bought me a cow and got me a wife so I cannot come to the banquet. And then who does the banquet person go out to invite? Everyone. The lame and the blind and the sick. So wedding banquet. Okay. Your job, any congregation's job, any faith community's job is to make those stories real here. Make those stories real here. It'll look different because we don't have leprosy the same way, right? But there are people that we might not want to associate with, but Jesus called them and helped them, right? Let the little children come, and you're really good at this one, making sure that children are welcome and part of this congregation. Yeah? Okay. I was thinking of another one of that woman, Samaritan woman at the well, right? Now, the Jews and the Samaritans, they were enemies. Hey, enemies. And Jesus is there at the well, and it's the well where the servant of Abraham met Rebecca, and then, you know, it's that well, right? That's the well. So it's an important well. He's sitting there. The disciples have gone off to get him something to eat. And this woman comes, and women and men aren't supposed to talk to each other, right? And Jews and Samaritans are certainly not supposed to be anywhere near each other. But Jesus has gone into Samaritan land, and he's sitting there. And the woman comes, and he says, give me a drink of water. And she said, if you knew who I was, you would not be asking that question. And he's like, I know who you are, and I'm asking you this question. And she then goes and tells her whole village about Jesus, and they all come and meet him, and they all become followers of Jesus. She was not of his tribe. She was not of his tribe, but he still made that connection, right? That word neighbor used to mean the person who was the same as me. But Jesus, in that story about the Good Samaritan and the neighbor, who was my neighbor, says, your neighbor, whoever is made in the image of God, all of humanity is your neighbor, even if they're from a different tribe. It would be amazing if in our life, and if we think of those wars in Ukraine and the Holy Land right now, if people saw themselves as made in the image of God rather than enemies. Yep. So I think of that one. Woman at the well and the Good Samaritan. Okay. What about loving and encouraging each other, Good Samaritan? Okay. What are some Bible stories that are about loving and encouraging each other? They might not be stories, they might just be scripture verses. John 3:16. Yep. I think of 1 John, somewhere in there, 1 John 4 probably. We love because God first loved us. Yeah? God is love. Yep. And then I think of Romans 12, right? And 1 Corinthians 12, and it's on, whoever got a little thing today, it's on there. In the human body, there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function. We are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others. Yeah? Body of Christ. Yeah? Loving and encouraging each other is very important. It is very easy to complain. It is much harder to act. Body of Christ. Okay. Preaching, teaching, serving, and sharing together. Bible verses. Washing the disciples' feet. Washing the feet. Whoever wants to be first amongst you must be a slave to all, a servant of all. And then we grow in faith and witness to the world. In Ephesians 4, I think it's Ephesians 4, there's a passage that says that we are to speak the truth in love, growing up in every way until Christ, who is the head. We are to speak the truth in love. We are to love each other. We are to speak the truth to each other. And by doing this, we grow up into Christ. It's like that story about the vine and the branches. We need to be connected in to those branches, to God, to the vine. We are the branches connected in. We need to keep on that connection. Okay? The stories of the Bible help us make these things real. We go, what does that look like here? What does that look like when we're out working, wherever we're working? We might be picking mangoes. We might be working in the garden. We might be working in a classroom. We might be trying to keep the house clean after the kids come in and wreck everything again, right? We might be having to do our homework. Might be having to learn a new language. Whatever place we're in, these stories help us live this out. Because this is not just a mission statement for this place, but it's a mission statement for each person. How am I going to welcome people into a Christ-centered life? How am I going to encourage and love people? How am I going to preach or teach or serve and share? You might not have to do the preaching part, that's all right. You're not going to be able to do everything, okay? But how am I doing this for God? Not for myself, not to say, look at me, but to say, look at God, look at the cross. These are the very key things when we're thinking about vision. It's about us being pointed towards Jesus and us pointing other people to Jesus, not to ourselves. So while we've been doing all this work, the girls and Jed have been doing some connecting, and what they have done is make a very big paper chain. Now, this paper chain has some blanks in it. Come and help. Come up, bub. This paper chain has got everyone's names that's here today on it. Plus, Jed added some names that who weren't here, another family. Right? We've got extra, and we got some blank ones, right? It's very long. We are connected. This is the vision statement. Hey, connecting our community with the love of Jesus. All connected to each other, ourselves and connected. And some bits, some people want to be connected, but now they're connected, right? And to connect, we just do this. We just say we can join hands and then we're connected, eh? Stapler? Here, hold that one. We're going to staple it, right? There are plenty of strips of paper up there. If you think, oh, I want to write the school's name down and connect it up, you just do that. If you got, oh, I want to keep my family who aren't close to me right now connected to this, you write their name on one of those strips of paper and you connect it up. If you think, oh, I want to put the mums and bubs group here because we haven't done that one, right? You write the mums and bubs group and you put it on. You can keep adding to this. It'll be interesting to see how long this might get before we reach Advent. Advent is what, the beginning of, end of November? That's 3 weeks away. How many more things can you add onto the chain? My friends here have cut a lot of strips of paper up the back, ready to go, to add onto this chain. And by joining this, this is an act of prayer. It's not just a little craft activity the kids have done to keep them quiet, right? Writing people's names, gathering stuff together. We're praying for everything and everyone that is in this chain. And this chain is connected to Jesus. Amen. Yeah. So let's pray. Ready? Loving and gracious God, your Holy Spirit moves in and through and around us. We pray for everyone that is here today, that they may know your welcome. They may know your love and encouragement, and may work together to share your love with this community. In Jesus' name, amen.